This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, February 6, 2023, this is an HM bonus edition of the Homemade Broadcast. My name's Will Koontz. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're watching this video and it's being produced, obviously because we're off the air on 102.5 The Bone, the Johnny B Show being pushed aside for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Go Bolts, baby! Still a Bolts fan. But I'm here today to talk to you about, and by the way, this is a bad idea for me to be doing this right now. It's February. It's 76 degrees outside. It's a beautiful day here in the Tampa Bay area, and really the only time to be in Florida is right around this time because you don't melt in the sun at this time. However, with the nice weather and being cheap and poor combined, which is a deadly combination, I have all the windows open in my studio slash home. So bad idea, because first of all, if I say anything too crazy, my neighbors could call the police. Second of all, just traffic noise, potential interruptions. This is a bad move on my end. There's things I can do to kind of silence. Hopefully you're not hearing road traffic right now. I don't live in the country by any means, but I'm going to try it out. You know, this is laziness to a T. Okay, this is a bad move. I should just go and close all the windows, turn on the AC for a few minutes, record this video, conclude it, and then, you know, open the windows back up and enjoy the beautiful weather. But I'm being lazy. Could it come back and bite me? Yeah, it could. We're going to find out together. I'm just going to keep it rolling. Okay, as you can see, I already had flubs, so I'm not editing these. Again, laziness. I could just lie and say I like the idea of it being live. You know, it's like radio. Partially that's true as well, but also laziness, mostly laziness. It's laziness. Okay. First, I want you to follow the show on social media. Follow me, home_made_man. You can get in contact. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Tom Brady is back in the news. Our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former Buccaneer, still making headlines, even in retirement. Some jack-off is selling sand for $99,000 from where he retired. I was curious of where exactly this was, because I heard that he was moved out of Tampa. He has some sort of residence that I believe is not built in Miami, but you know, Giselle and his kids are down there, so I figured it's probably in the Miami area. And it just says here that the Florida beach, it doesn't say where, sand, where Brady ended his iconic 23-year career, was just listed for sale on eBay. And it's listed for at least $99,000 with 124 bids as of Sunday morning. According to the Miami Herald, this is where we find out. Brady made his announcement from Surfside Beach in Miami, near where he lived with his then-wife Giselle Bundchen. The bidding war began on Thursday when the user listed the sand for $677 in honor of Brady's total career touchdowns. The auction is set to end on February 12th at 2:43 p.m. So still plenty of time. If you got some few shekels laying around and you want to invest in some sand, now's your opportunity. Over the past few days, the bidding skyrocketed from its original price of $15,000 before reaching nearly $100,000 on Saturday morning. The seven-time Super Bowl champ retired with 649 passing touchdowns and 28 rushing touchdowns in his lengthy career, according to NFL.com. The seller notes that the sand was collected just hours after Brady's retirement video revealed the highest bidder will receive one of the 2 8-ounce jars that they collected. Photo proof is provided in the listing, and the seller says that the proof of the sand being collected is available upon request. I don't know why you just wouldn't take this $99,000, buy a plane ticket, and go collect some sand where this took place. But you know, a lot of people have a lot of extra income. Some people are struggling. Some people ain't. A lot of people out there ain't. God bless them. God bless them. I'm so happy that they're able to spend $99,000 on some sand. I really am. I'm so glad for this guy or person, lady, I don't know, who collected the sand and found this scam and is now, you know, throwing it out there and seeing what you can get. And it appears to be working. Now, will the people who win pay up? I think that remains to be seen. The eBay seller is called Gadget Tegs, who is charging an extra $5.25 for shipping, is not accepting returns, has a polished seller rating of 100%. Pretty good. Since the listing went up, other listings ranging from $1 to $19,000 attempted to follow suit in hopes of earning a payday. While some may be ready to throw their cold hard cash on the line for a potential piece of NFL history, others across social media were skeptical. Yeah. They're saying whatever idiot pays $90,000 doesn't deserve $90,000. Well, they're not going to have it. They just, $90,000 is going to go to the person for sand. That's capitalism, man. I understand why a lot of people hate it, but also it's a great, if you can come up with a good scam, you could do very well in this society. There's still hope. You don't need to necessarily be beautiful or smart or talented to become rich in capitalism. And that's, I think that's good. That is good. Damn it. But yeah. Is he retired though? I'm still looking around for Brady stuff. So he was supposed to take over for in the NFL booth and for Fox in 2023. Once he retired, he signed that huge deal. Well, guess what? Now he says he's not going into the booth until next season, 2024. Tom Brady will not immediately go from the playing field to the broadcast booth. Brady told Colin Cowherd during Monday's episode of The Herd on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio that he will not start his broadcasting career with Fox until the 2024 season. Seven-time Pro Bowl champion, who retired last week after a 23-year career, signed a 10-year deal with Fox last May to become the network's top analyst when he decided to quit playing for good. Brady said that he didn't want to immediately rush into announcing and that he wanted to catch up with some other parts of his life. He said, I think one thing about my career, whether it was when I was drafted by the Patriots or signing agreements with the Bucks, I wanted to be fully committed and I never wanted to let people down. I want to be great at what I do, and that always takes some time and strategizing and learning and growing and evolving. I love so many people to rely on. I have so many people to rely on that could support me in that growth as well. Of course, this is speculating that he's coming back. He's going to back out and do a second non-retirement thing, which, I mean, makes sense. He says it's for good. He said the second time would be for good. This is giving me echoes of Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan retired again. And I think the third time, that was finally it. Then he was playing for the Wizards, and he had that weird Hitler mustache. And, you know, it wasn't great. You know, he should have probably, the second retirement should have been it for him. So maybe Brady learns from that. I don't know, but it's making me apprehensive. I've accepted, you know, the Buccaneers are going to be back to that pre-Brady era. And it's making me nauseous to think that this could happen all over again. I have closure. A lot of the Bucs fans have closure. Everybody kind of agrees that, all right, well, it would have been cool to come back one more time. He's still got a good team on paper. Maybe give it one more go. But also, hey, we get it. Last year was a tough season, so we don't really blame you. There was reports that it was really only the Buccaneers, and that was it. He was either going to come back with the Buccaneers or he was going to retire, and he decided to retire. So, oh, man. I don't know. How would you feel if Brady comes back? Leave me a voicemail, 813-693-2124. I mean, it is, I've used the analogy in the past, but it's kind of like breaking up with a significant other, where you kind of, you don't break up and you're done, usually, unless something like major happens. But if you're just, I've been dating for a while and you're just sick of them, you know, you're just sick of the other person, but you also love them and you want to be with them, but they just annoy you. Generally, you get in a fight, you go, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. And then you give it a few months, or maybe even a few months, maybe, but usually a few weeks or even a few days. And then you go, I hate you, but I love you. And let's just go back to being miserable together. And usually they agree. Now, if that happens three times, usually the third time is it. But the first, second, you still go. You still keep on trucking for about, you know, another year or so if the relationship really is doomed. But it's hard to just break up once and be done. And I don't know if that's the case. I would be ecstatic. And I think a lot of Bucks fans out there would be very happy if Tom decided to pull back his retirement one more time. But I think a lot of people would be like, all right, a-hole, enough. This is strike two. Would he love him back? Yeah. Yeah, we would. Take him back in a heartbeat. But this is it. This is number two. And after that, you know, if it's a bad season, doesn't make the playoffs, he's miserable, we're miserable. Okay, you should have just walked away. Maybe he just wants a year to just, you know, get his bearings, spend some time with his family that he, you know, walked out on to play football. His wife said, I'm done with you, for that Bobo-ass season that he had, which is very unfortunate. But hey, you know, you can't predict the future, and it is what it is. But maybe he just wants to spend some time with his kids and, you know, go spend some money, have some real food, you know, get a little bit fat. And then, you know, take 6 months, get back in shape and jump on the TV bandwagon. I don't know. Tweet me. What do you think? Home_made_man podcast again tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can get Johnny B on Tuesdays and live Wednesday night on the bone. Thursday, back to just a podcast and YouTube video. And then I guess we'll be on the air on Friday as well. So Wednesday and Friday this week on the Johnny B Show. Otherwise, willsyoutube.com. Subscribe on your favorite podcast feed as well. HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. Subscribe, give it 5 stars, tell a friend about it, share it on your social media. That stuff really helps out. Out of stickers. I have no more stickers left. Thank you to those who requested them. They've all been sent out. So next time Sticker Mule comes through with a deal, I'll get some more, and we'll be able to get you more. My name is Will Koontz. And I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, lovely evening back here tomorrow on willsyoutube.com and HMB Radio on podcast. I think they're pretty good. Traffic was good. I don't think you heard anything. No big interruptions. Laziness paid off for this one. I'm going to go enjoy the weather, get a little bit of sun before it goes down. See ya.